sukkah, nami balachayim. You want to tell me you will also allow to use real live animals for schach? Like, we know not like that. We know you can't use a live animal for schach. Like, we know pshan al mishne, gedulim in aretz means the mamish has to grow out of the ground. And animals don't really grow out of the ground. So what can you say? All right, turn over. So Gemara says, Ki Yossi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer Rav Yechanan, he said over the name of Rav Yechanan, that Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, it's talking about a sukkis, that Piyos Pecho Migoncho Migvecho, when you collect together Migoncho from the leftover of your wheat, in other words, the shift, or Migvecho, the leftover of the grapes, which means, like Rashi says, either Pselas Ger means Kashin, the straw, Pselas Yikov means Sumeris Vyashkolash Rekonim, the leftover twigs, the leftover of the Ashkelos, the grapes of the bunch of grapes, if you took the grapes off it. So these things are not Mekabel Tuma, they're not a Meichel, and it grew out of the ground. That's how you know you need these things for Schach. Is the Pselas Gurin V'yikav Akosim Adarba. Talking about the Pselas means the leftover. Someone asked the question, no, how do you know that? The Yayim Gurin Atzmoy. Maybe it means the Gurin, the wheat itself. Maybe you have to use the stalks of the wheat. You could use that for Schach. And the wheat itself is Mekabel Tumah, it's a Neichel, it's maybe even something that could be Mekabel Tumah. The Yikav Atzma, maybe means the wine itself, and like the grapes itself, that is Mekabel Tumah. So my answer to that can be, Omer Rav Zeira, Yikav Ksiv Kan, V'yev Shal Asachich Boy. You want to say it means the Yikav itself, Yikav is talking about wine, a wine vat. So how could you use wine to put on top of the Schach for Schach? So since it says Yikov, it can't mean the Yikov itself, it has to mean Mi Yikvechon. It has to mean the Pselus, the leftover parts of the wine, which means the leftover twigs and the shells in the pit, that's not edible anymore, it's not Mekabel Tumah, that's what you can use for Schach. So Mor asks, Maskev lo Rabbi Yirmiyah Sakasha, V'yema Yayin Korush Habo Mishnir. Maybe Itaka means wine, maybe Mi Yikvechon means from the wine itself. So he asks the question, you can't use wine for the Schach. No, maybe Eimo Yayin Korish, thick, jellied wine. There comes Mishnir, name of a place. Shudoimeli Guled Velitz Doime to a pie made out of dates, a date pie. So it's possible to have a Korish, or a thick piece of wine, that you could put on top of the Schach. So how do you know the Pshat from the Pasuk, Piyos Bechol Migorn from Mikvecha means the Pselus leftover parts, the twigs? Maybe it means the wine itself, even though it's Mekabel Tumah. Gemara says, Omer Rav Zeira, Hormil Sehevi B'yodin. This thing we thought we knew, and as we thought we knew Pshat, how do we know the Klal and the Mishnah that has to be a Dove that's not Mekabel Tumah? The Yosef, Rabbi Yirmi of Ashad de Barnaga, Rabbi Yirmi came and like, threw a stone in there and knocked us out. In other words, he asked a good question. Like, how do we know from this passage it means the Pselus, leftover parts? Maybe it means the fruit, the wine itself, and it is Mekabel Tumah. Gemara says, Rav Ashi answered this and says, Migorncho v'loy goyren atzma. It says migorncho from the wheat and not the wheat itself, not the gurin itself. So it means the leftover part, the shaft. Mi yikvecho v'loy yikav atzma from the wine vat and not the wine itself. In other words, it only means the pselus leftover, the part that's not edible anymore. So maybe it's not mekabel tumah. Rav Chizda Rama Mehocher. Rav Chizda says from here. Here's how we know that schach has to be something that grows out of the ground and it's not mekabel tumah. Because the Pasuk says, Rashi says it's a Pasuk who b'sefer Ezra. Really, Rav Chaveger brings down, it's a Pasuk in Nehemiah, really. And the Pasuk says, Suahar, go to the mountain, ve'viyu olei zayis, and bring me back the leaves of a olive tree. Ve'olei eit shemen, and bring me back the leaves of an eit shemen, of a tree that gives off oil. Ve'olei hadas, and the leaves of hadasin. Ve'olei tamarim, the leaves of dates. The olai eight sovis, and the leaves of eight sovis also like hadasim. For the Gemara, the Kasha, so Kitsa, from this pasuk we see, it's talking about bringing these things for the schach. The Rashi says, Lasoi sukkah, the Novi was saying, bring these type of leaves to make a sukkah. The pasuk only talks about these type of leaves that has these two tanoim, the leaves that grow out of the ground, and they're not makabel tumah, they're not an echo by themselves. So that's how we know this is what you have to use for schach. For the Gemara Stamakashin, the Pasuk says, Hainu Hadas, Hainu Eitz Ovis. Why does the Pasuk say two things, like bring the leaves of Hadasim and the leaves of Eitz Ovis, which is also Hadasim. So Amar Rav Chizda says, the Pshat in the Pasuk is like this, Hadas Shaita L'Sukkah. Bring a Hadas Shaita means it doesn't have, it's not Meshulish. It doesn't have the three leaves coming out the same stem, the same ring. So therefore, they're possible for luluf, but you'd use it for sukkah. The atze ovois, the eight ovois luluf. Mashenkin, good kosher adafim that has three leaves coming up from one stem, from one ring, that's kosher that you could use for the luluf. By Kol of this pasuk in Nehemiah, we see that what you could use for schach has to be something that grows, and it's not makabutum. Sakti Mishnah. Chavilei kash v'chavilei etzim. If somebody has a bundle of kash of straw, the chavilei etzim, a bundle of wood, now you have a few pieces of wood, and you tied them, you bundled them together. You tied them on the top and the bottom. The chavilei zardin, another type, Rashi min kanim, type of reeds, also that you bundle together. So the Mishnah says, ein mesachin v'hen. You are not allowed to use them for schach on top of your sukkah. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's only Gzerim and Rabbonin, we'll see in the Gemara. The kulon shehetiron ksheris. But let's say shehetiron, you untied them, you untied the bundle, then it's kosher, then you're allowed to use this chach. As even though when you first put it up, it was bundled together and it was puzzle, but now if you untie it, it becomes mutter. And we don't say there should be a psul of tasav lemin osui, but here we say, we'll see in the Gemara, since it's only puzzle, midirabodin, it's only exerim, it's only exerim, it's also when it's bundled up. Mashenkim, when you untie the bundle, untie the knot, then it becomes kosher. Vaita v'kulon sheris of the furnace. Is all the Mishnah we had, the Mishnah before, that we have psulim about the schach, what type of a schach you could use, that's only a psul by the schach, the roof of the sukkah. Mashenkim, the furnace, for the walls of the sukkah, they're all kosher. Any type of mechitzas you have, as long as it's a good enclosure, it encloses you inside, it's a full mechitzah, it's kosher, no matter what it's made from. Trashi, the whole sukkah, hakosiv, schach, mashma. Whenever the Torah says the word sukkah, it always means the schach. So the schach has the halach, is how it has to be made. The doifim likri sukkah, because the wall is not called a sukkah, so the wall can be made from anything. Rashi asked the question of the nafkalon. We learned that before, the finest mi basukas, basukas, basukas. We learned that before the machlagis, you need three or four walls. From the word basukas, you see basukas means the walls. So Rashi answers, mitura de kroya funa, there from the extra posik. Lema mashm usa, it's not from really what the word itself means. Hilkach, sukkah is tase biyosbecho migoncho, that's what it says in Dvorim. You should make your sukkah biyosbecho migoncho, asichachu de koi, it's going on the schach. The schach has to be made from something that grows, it's not makabel tumma. Mashenkin, the walls could be made from anything. Sati Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yaakov said that shamet mined Rabbi Yechanan tarti. I heard over two halachas, two reasons from Rabbi Yechanan. Chodoho, what I heard over, will soon explain what the reasons are. But he heard over reason for our Mishnah, why if you use a bundle of the straw or a bundle of wood, it's no good. V'idach, another reason I heard for the next Mishnah. That the next Mishnah laid on the Tezvav says, ha'choytet begodish. If somebody hollows out in a haystack, you have a godish, you have a whole big pile of hay. And you hollow out in the middle of it, lasas lo sukkah. That you hollow out inside, let's say, an area of 10 by 10, 10 feet by 10 feet. The locher is ain't a sukkah. It's not a kosher sukkah. It's possible because you did not make the schach. The schach was first a big hay pile. And now you went in the middle of the hay pile and hollowed out the middle of it. So the schach is like there by itself. It's not called an asiyah. That's why it's possible. Now, Rabbi Yaakov heard from Yechanan two reasons for these two mishnayisim. Chod, the one reason he heard was mishum gzeras oitzer. It's only a gzera. Not to use, that comes out, that's going to be the Pshat Mishnah. Not to use the bundles of schach, because it looks at the gzera, maybe you put it up the oitzer, just to let it dry out. We'll soon see. V'chod mishum tasav leminosi. And one of these two mishnayisim, apostle midiraisa, because halacha tasav leminosi. You have to make the schach, and not if the schach was made by itself. And the Yaakov is saying now, V'lo yodana, and I do not know, hay minayim mishumoitzer, which one of these two mishnas is the psul mishumoitzer. Rashi explains, oitzer means like your warehouse. Like it's a gzera, it's only us and the Rabbonim, we're afraid if we're going to use this for schach, people may think they're allowed to go into the warehouse, where they use it the whole year, and there the schach was not made l'shem sale, it was just made l'shem for a dira, or to store there, so that's like a psul. So that's why one of these mishnayos are no good. It's gzeira otto mishamitzer. You're going to use your warehouse that's used the whole year. We'll soon explain it more. V'hai minayim mishum tasav leminosri. And they didn't know which one of the two mishnayos is like posa midiraisa. As the gzeira, as the din tasav, you have to make the sukkah. For leminosri, not if it's made by itself or made by psul. So Amr Rabbi Yim, you told to Rabbi Yaakov and said, Nechseinan, let's see. The Amr Rabbi Chiyah Barabah. Chiyah Barabah said, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. He said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan.
that Mifnei Ma Omru, what's the pshat? Why does it say now Mishnah here that Chavile Kash, a bundle of Shruah, the Chavile Yetzim, a bundle of wood, the Chavile Zardin, a bundle of reeds, ain't Mesachim Ahen? Why can't you use them for Schach? Like Lechurah, that's something that grows out of the ground and it's not Makabotum, it's not an Eichel. So what's wrong? But there it says that it's a Gzeira. That Pomin sometimes, Shaodim Bomin Asada, someone will come home from the field after collecting together all the Shruah. There will come home at night. The chavilosai al kseif, when he has the bundle of shru on his shoulders, umalo manicha agabis akosai. He's going to go put it on top of his sukkah. Why? Kedei liyavsha. In order that to dry out. In other words, he wants the shru to dry out more to become dry. So that's the reason why he's putting it on top of the sukkah. So now it's not right before sukkahs. It's let's say 2 weeks before sukkahs. So he's not doing it the same sale. He's just putting it up here to let it dry out. The loch is now when the schach is up there to dry out, it's not kosher schach, because it was not put there for the purpose of sale to make shade. Now, v'nim loch olay l'sicheich, and the later when it comes right before Sukkot, he changes his mind, and now he says, you know what, those bundles of straw that I have up there, now I want to leave them there, now they should come to be a sukkah. Now I want to let them be l'shem schach, l'shem sale. The Torah says that's possible. You know why? V'yatoyrom, the Torah says, taseh, v'leim min osui. You have to make it l'shem tzel, and not if it was already made for some other purpose, it was made for psalm, you can't use it anymore. So if you really put it up there to dry out, then it's possible midiraisa. Now, our Mishnah is talking about even in the case that you're putting it up there, erev sukkis, l'shem tzel, l'shem tzach, still it's possible, because it's a gzera. If we'll let you use it now, we're afraid somebody else will also say his sukkah is kosher. And even though that person put it up 2 weeks ago for the purpose of drying out. So in other words, our Mishnah is a gzera's oitzah, that's the gzera. We're afraid if you use this bundle of schach, people will say you're also allowed to use it, even though it was put up a week ago for the purpose of drying out. And that talk is posel midiraisa, because when you put it up there to dry out, you put it up there not almanas letzel to make shade, but rather just for drying out. That wasn't called an asi or schach. And later you can't use it unless you make it over again. So Gemara says, "Was Rabbi Yirmiyah saying like this? Midaho mishum gzeiros oitzer. Since our Mishnah the pshat is mishum gzeiros oitzer, I'll tell you ho mishum tasav lemin osui." The next mishta of achotik begodish, if you hollow out your haystack, that's tak of psul midiraisa. Because since you're hollowing it out in the middle, the top of the schach is made by itself. It's not considered you made it, because the metchila was there as a haystack. Now you hollow it out the middle of it. But you did not do any mice, any asir to make in the schach, that's of psul midiraisa. So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. So now the question is on Rabbi Yaakov, why didn't he know for which reason goes on which mishnah? The answer is, Rabbi Yaakov, hach to Rabbi Chiya Barabba lo shmilei. He did not hear what Rabbi Chiya Barabba said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that our Mishnah is only Gzeirah. But Omer Rav Ashi said like this, Otu chavile kash, the chavile yetzim mishum gzeiras oitzariko, mishum tasav leminu osu leka. Now Rav Ashi is asking a question like in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to use a bundle of shrua. Now the both reasons apply to our Mishnah. Like it depends what you're doing. If you're putting it up there not to dry out, so it's posel midiraisa, tasav lemin osli. If you're putting it there now, l'shem tzach, then it's only us, also gzeira, because also somebody else will put it there to dry out. So Rav Ashlag is asking, like, how do we know what our Mishnah is talking about? Both reasons really apply to our Mishnah. So how do we know what the Mishnah means? Does the Mishnah mean only the gzeira, or does the Mishnah mean talking about a case where you're really now putting it up there, I'm not to dry out? Buleka. And by the Rav Ashi, yes, the next Mishnah also, v'achotik begodesh, the next Mishnah, where you hollow out by a haystack, mishum tasav lemon osik, you want to say it's only possible to have the psul, because you did not make the roof of the tzach at all, so it's possible to raisa. But mishum gzeras oitzeleka, it's not possible to learn there in that Mishnah also, it's only gzera. In other words, what's going to be, you hollow out the haystack, but then also you lift up every piece of hay on top of you, you lift it up and put it down again. So really, you're making now the schach over again. So really, midiraisa, it's kosher schach. Still, maybe it's possible there, because the gzeira otu, somebody else will not lift up the hay. Will just hollow out the middle of it, and the schach is like there from before by itself, not made the shame schach. So maybe there also was only possible because of the gzeira. In other words, how do we know what the case of our Mishnah is, and how do we know what the case of the next Mishnah is? Both Mishnahs could be learning in both cases. Where there's really a psul midiraisa of tasav lemanosui, or else where there's only a psul midirabonim mishum gzeira. So Gemara answers like this. For Rabbi Yechon, Namlach Rabbi Yechon will answer you like this. Hocho diktoni ein mesachin behen. Here our Mishnah says, Oloshin of chavile, kash v'chavile, eitzam chavile yizardin. Ein mesachin behen, mashmi, you should not do it. It's mashmi lechachilu hu, di ein. It's mashmi lechachilu, don't do it. So, Katchila, the Ein Mesachin. Why Mishum Zen?